By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiy Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noor Allah. Welcome back to our beautiful program Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, where we have the daily kalam, we have the daily verses of the Holy Quran, and we also have the reminder, the hadith, and also, inshallah, we're going to have a short package for you as well. Yes, I have been told that we are going to have a guest today on the show as well. But alhamdulillah, now it's time to listen to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Remember, the Quran is the last word of Allah Azza wa Jal, yani the last holy book of Allah Azza wa Jal. No other holy books will be coming. Just like our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah, the Quran is the final book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just like this ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final ummah, the Quran is the final message of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. And whenever you talk about the Quran, you know, you straight away, you know, the sacredness, and we as Muslims, seriously, are very lucky that Allah Ta'ala has granted us the Quran. But the thing is, how much do we read or listen to the Quran? I'll tell you a few blessings and benefits after we've listened to the Quran. So let's first of all start the program with the recitation of the beautiful, glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan mardood se.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
أتى أمر الله فلا تستعجلوه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون.
اب آتا ہے اللہ کا حکم تو اس کی جلدی نہ کرو, پاکی اور برتری ہے اسے ان کے شریکوں سے.
ينزل الملائكة بالروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده أن أنذروا أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاتقون.
ملائكہ کو ایمان کی جان یعنی وحی لے کر اپنے جن بندوں پر چاہے اتارتا ہے کہ ڈر سناؤ کہ میرے سوا کسی کی بندگی نہیں تو مجھ سے ڈرو.
خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق تعالى عما يشركون.
اس نے آسمان اور زمین بجا بنائے, وہ ان کے شرک سے برتر ہے.
خلق الانسان من نطفة فإذا هو خصیم مبین.
اس نے آدمی کو ایک نتھری بوند سے بنایا تو جب ہی کھلا جھگڑالو ہے.
والانعام خلقها لكم فيها دفء ومنافع ومنها تأكلون.
اور چوپائے پیدا کیے, ان میں تمہارے لیے گرم لباس اور منفعتیں ہیں اور ان میں سے کھاتے ہو.
ولكم فيها جمال حين تريحون وحين تسرحون.
اور تمہارا ان میں تجمل ہے جب انہیں شام کو واپس لاتے ہو اور جب چرنے کو چھوڑتے ہو.
وَتَحْمِلُ أَثْقَالَكُمْ إِلَى بَلَدٍ لَمْ تَكُونُوا بَالِغِيهِ إِلَّا بِشِقِّ الْأَنفُسِ ربكم لرؤوف رحيم
اور وہ تمہارے بوجھ اٹھا کر لے جاتے ہیں ایسے شہر کی طرف کہ تم اس تک نہ پہنچتے مگر ادھ مرے ہو کر بے شک تمہارا رب نہایت مہربان رحم والا ہے
والخیل والبغال والحمیر لترکبوها وزینہ ویخلق ما لا تعلمون
اور گھوڑے اور خچر اور گدھے کہ ان پر سوار ہو اور زینت کے لیے اور وہ پیدا کرے گا جس کی تمہیں خبر نہیں
وعلی اللہ قصد السبیل ومنہا جائد ولو شاء لہداکم اجمعین
اور بیچ کی راہ ٹھیک اللہ تک ہے اور کوئی راہ ٹیڑی ہے اور چاہتا تو تم سب کو راہ پر لاتا
هو الذی انزل من السماء ماء لکم منہ شراب ومنہ شجر فیہ تسیمون
وہی ہے جس نے آسمان سے پانی اتارا اس سے تمہارا پینا ہے اور اس سے درخت ہیں جن سے چراتے ہو
ينبت لكم به الزرع والزيتون والنخيل والأعناب ومن كل الثمرات إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون
اس پانی سے تمہارے لیے کھیتی اگاتا ہے اور زیتون اور کھجور اور انگور اور ہر قسم کے پھل بے شک اس میں نشانی ہے دھیان کرنے والوں کو
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عزوجل we've started سورۃ النحل today and ماشاءاللہ عزوجل some beautiful verses of سورۃ النحل And inshallah, we're going to continue from Surah An-Nahl as well. Now, remember, we started from Surah Baqarah, or may I say Surah Fatiha. And now, alhamdulillah, we have come to Surah An-Nahl. And the aim is that we get through to the whole Quran. Not once, but many times. But alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, it's amazing, it's fabulous. Whenever you listen to the Quran, you know, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, as they say, that the Quran, it penetrates your heart. And that's what the Quran does. It penetrates the heart. It changes the feeling of the heart. So remember, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, the second Khalifa of Islam, prime example, how, you know, such an enemy of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But subhanAllah, when he heard the Quran, his heart started to melt. And then what happened? Straight away, he went to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and accepted Islam. And the scholars, they say that day, when Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam, Islam became very, very strong. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you know, you had the likes of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These people were great people, you know, and they were fighters, as you can say. And alhamdulillah, they were strong people. They had a strong character. As well as the body, they had a strong character as well. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, when they read the Quran, their hearts melted. And they went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accepted Islam. And subhanallah azza wa jal, as they say, the rest is history. You know, these great people, Umar the Great, he was known in the history. And no doubt Umar the Great, wherever he went, Allah ta'ala gave him victory. And today, mashallah azza wa jal, he is resting next to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And that's an achievement in itself. You know, sometimes if we say, what has Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu achieved in his life? This is one of the biggest achievements, that today he is resting next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the Quran made leaders. So if you want to be a leader, if you want to be someone who is going to be, you know, flourishing in the society, then you need to be the reader of the Quran. These people, they were readers of the Quran. Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he spoke beautiful Arabic. And mashallah, can you imagine Yeah, when Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they read the Quran, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu read the Quran, how would the Quran be like? Subhanallah. Because now they've heard it directly from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala shower their blessings. And no doubt these were true leaders, mashallah azawajal. You know, if we can only have true leaders like that. But also, you know, sometimes when we say, you know, if we, you know, like I said, that if we can have true leaders like that, what about myself? I need to be a true leader as well, because every Muslim is a preacher and a preacher is a leader. So then we need to understand that I need to be a good leader and a good preacher as well. May Allah Ta'ala reward us and may Allah Ta'ala bless us by giving us the ability to read the Quran every day, to listen to the Quran every day. Now it's time for the daily kalam. Let's listen to this kalam and we'll come back. I'll introduce you to the topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa bulalo Madine, Aqa bulalo Madine, Gumbad Khazra dikha ay aakhri nabi, Gumbad Khazra dikha ay aakhri nabi, Meethe Madine mein bulaye aakhri nabi, Phir Gumbad Khazra dikha ay aakhri nabi, Meethe Madine سے دعا اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی آقا بلا ایمان پہ میرا تیرا خاتمہ اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، روز قیامت بخشوا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی،
آقا بلال و مدینے، آقا بلال و مدینے، آقا بلال و مدینے، آقا بلال و مدینے، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا
جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھا اے آخری نبی،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عزوجل، ویری بیوٹیفل کلام، نو ڈاؤٹ اٹ ڈز ٹیک یو ٹو مدینہ منورہ، الحمدللہ عزوجل، اینڈ دس از واٹ ہیپنز الحمدللہ وین یو لسن ٹو دا ریسیٹیشن آف دا قرآن اینڈ دین یو گاٹ دا کلام از ویل اینڈ مکس دم ٹوگیدر، ماشاءاللہ عزوجل، واٹ ڈو یو گیٹ؟ یو گیٹ اے سیٹسفائیڈ ہارٹ، الحمدللہ عزوجل. Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to listen to the Quran, to the praise of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and gain more blessings as well. Ji pyare samay, alhamdulillah azawajal, coming back to our topic for today, and the topic that we have today is some of the causes that lead a person towards suicide. We see that at this moment in time, sadly, the suicide rates are going up, especially, you know, the worrying part is in the Muslim community as well. Why do people commit suicide? What are the reasons that people will commit suicide? And what is it? How can we stop this rise from people committing suicide? Remember, it is going to be a very, very beautiful act on our behalf if we do save someone from committing suicide. I can remember Khalid Bhai once doing a bayan, and in that he mentioned about someone who committed suicide. I think he was either Canada or America. And that person, he had a suicide note in his pocket. And when he died, when he committed suicide, and they found this note from his pocket. And you know, guess what was written on that note? It was written on it that, why I committed suicide, it goes, when I left my house, I made an intention that if I meet anyone on the way that will smile at me, I will change my mind. I will change my mind, I will not commit suicide. So he's committed suicide. So what is the result? He did not find anyone who smiled. And this is another thing, we don't smile. Always have a smile. Don't always have a serious face. Don't always. And you know, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, on channel, we've got a smile. Yeah, but the thing is, even outside, Have a smile, greet people. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah. Just don't be, you know, in a sense ke assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam. Don't be like that. Have a smile on your face. You never know that the person you're talking to, all he needs is a smile. You know, you never know that that person could be going through a very, very bad time. You know, you have your ups and downs. You'll have a good day one day. You'll have a bad day the other day. Now, if you do have a bad day and you see someone who's really upset, go and cheer him up. Yeah, you don't have to lie. You don't have to do anything outside the Shariat. By just, you know, giving him a hug, you know, by Alhamdulillah Azawajal, talking to him about his problems, about his issues, maybe that will help that person as well. Ji, so mashallah Azawajal, today Alhamdulillah Azawajal, we have a guest with us today, inshallah Azawajal. Let me just unmute my mic and then we can talk, mashallah. Yes, we have mashallah Azawajal, a guest with us today. We'll take our guest, mashallah. You've seen him on Madani channel. He has his own programs and some of the reminders, you know, we watch on Rise and Shine. Mashallah, you will see. And we are talking about none other than our Rizwan Bhai from London. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Afsab, how are you doing, mashallah?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Rizwan Bhai, mashallah, how are you, Madina? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Mashallah, Allah Ta'ala bless you, Rizwan Bhai. Jazakallah khairah for giving us some valuable time. We're talking about a very important topic. I think it's a community issue that we're talking about today regarding suicide. Why people commit suicide. And, you know, we learn from yourself as well. Mashallah, you meet with people, you've seen, you've heard many stories as well. If you can share some of them with us as well, please.
Ji, Hasan, mashallah, the topic is very important. And the figures at the moment, which are really worrying, the way the people, they are thinking about suicidal attack and at the same time, what's happening. And some of the causes, it's very important that we discuss them because people, they come to know, knowledge is important. One of the reasons which have been mentioned is financial worries. And people, due to problems, people, they start thinking about committing suicide. And another important factor which leads towards suicidal commit, that is hopelessness. People, they become despair, and due to that, they start thinking for this. And one of them which has been mentioned is domestic problems. The at home when issues, problems, because of that also these thoughts can come in mind. And another factor which has been mentioned which leads towards this is drugs, addiction as well, and bad company when people, they are hanging around with such company, and when they face some consequences and they cannot face them and properly, and then also this leads towards something,
you talked about one of the issues, domestic, yeah, where a lot of people sometimes, like for example, there was an article where a person, he killed himself and he killed all his family members. Why? Because he couldn't get a job, he couldn't feed his family, so he thought the way out is just kill them all and kill myself as well. Now, as a member of the society, I think it's very important that, you know, we have an eye out for other people as well. You know, alhamdulillah, the Muslim community, you know, they give a lot of charity. And even in London, mashallah, you've been really busy with the food packs as well. I think that, you know, we need to look at them people. They might not come to ask you for something, but as a Muslim, you know, as a member of the community, we need to keep our eyes and ears open just to see if there's any people around, because we don't want to be losing someone because of hunger.
Hafizab, when we are talking about the causes and reasons, the routes towards suicide, and we have discussed few, that is very commonly known. But at the same time, I think we should also talk about some sort of solution. I think one of the best solutions is that we are far from our religion. We are far from the teachings of Islam. We are far from the teachings of Quran and Sunnah. And if only we come to know what understanding Islam has given to us, I think a lot of percentage of this problem, inshallah, will be solved. Why? Because if you see the statistics, most of the people, they commit suicide, they are not religious. And very rarely, I don't think anyone could have heard that Hafiz Saab committed a suicide or any Alim Deen or committed a suicide. Why? Because they have got an understanding of Quran. They've got an understanding of Ahadith. They know that what Quran has talked about and what is important. I think they find that the people, because they do not have knowledge and they think that easy solution is to kill myself. But unfortunately, this this route for getting peace will not end up having peace, because if somebody you see commits a suicide, end of the day, if the afterlife is also destroyed. But if we just focus that we need to learn Quran and Hadith, we need to have this knowledge, inshallah, so a lot of problem will be solved.
Another thing, you mentioned about the statistics. I was reading through that as well. And in last year's statistics, 5,524 people committed suicide. And, you know, when I started the program, one of the opening words that I said that sadly, you know, that rate amongst the Muslims is going up as well in Muslim countries. And because we live in the UK, we're going to be focusing in the UK. But for all those viewers of Madani Channel who are watching, wherever you are from, South Africa, Canada, America, Australia, if you look at the statistics in your own country regarding the Muslim rates of the suicide, it is alarming as well.
True, absolutely right. But again, those Muslims, they could be committing suicide. I think they do not have knowledge of Quran and Hadith. Again, it comes back to the same problem that we do not have that knowledge. One ayah of Quran I would like to share for the interest of viewers of Madani Channel, part 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 155 to 157. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And we will definitely test you with some fear and hunger. This is what we were talking about. Alhamdulillah, 1400 years ago, see, these problems, their solution has been given in Quran. Alhamdulillah, that the mu'min is tested. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, we will definitely test you with some fear and hunger and with some deficiency of wealth. These are the financial issues we face. And because of that, this leads towards suicides. And further, Quran says, deficiency of wealth, lives, and fruits, and give glad tidings to those who are patient. Patient ones are those that when they are afflicted with any calamity, they say, we belong to Allah and only to Him we are to return. These are the people upon whom are the blessings of their Lord and mercy. And it is they who are on the straight path. So a mu'min will be tested. This life is a prison for a believer. But inshallah, if we have got that contentment, if we have got that hope, and we have got trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you always have another bright day after a dark night. So one should have that trust that I should stay, choose to stay in this life. Don't kill myself. With this,
You mentioned some of the asbabs there, like, you know, for example, hunger and you know, less money. There's another thing that you mentioned as well here, the fruits as well. And you know, the tafsir of the Quran, he mentions that by fruit, it means your children. Allah Ta'ala will test you with your children. And you know, a couple of weeks ago, you know, on our spiritual program, Spiritual Cures, we had a message, and I was shocked by that message. You know, he said that someone, you know, was fed up with their children at home, and they go, you tell me something before I do something really stupid. And, you know, I started to think to myself, what does it mean by something stupid? And then straight away, that image pops up when you read that so-and-so has killed his own self and his family. Nowadays, one of the biggest problems that we have in our homes, our parents are facing, is disruptive children. So, you know, mashallah, the very beautiful chosen verse that you've read today. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. Alhamdulillah.
I think, officer, I would like to mention is that the glad tiding has been given to those they are patient. Like, we lose our patience. There is no tolerance within our personality. I think that needs to be addressed too, and people they need to have, because Dawat Islami's beauty is that it doesn't only highlight problems, but it also gives you solution. Alhamdulillah, we are talking about this problem, which is commonly increasing in our society. It is alarming for us. But what solution we can offer? We can Alhamdulillah, we are also discussing that. We need to develop that tolerance level. If there is any problem, we need to be having patience. We need to have that sabr within our personality. This life is also sorted, and the life after will also be sorted. If we remain these problems, they come in life, and we face these problems, but we need to be patient, and inshallah, good days can come. And final thing, Hafiz Sahab, I wanted to share, those people, they are watching right now, and if they know any of their friend is thinking about a suicide, and if they come to know, I think sometimes what happens, we don't talk to them. We don't go through talking, because it has been said that if you talk about death, you're not going to die. And if you talk about suicide, you will not commit it, or the other person will not commit it. We have got this taboo that if I talk to somebody, maybe he will commit it. No, he needs help. Mm-hmm. If you need somebody, you should talk to him or her and go through what he or she is going through in her or his mind. And you can help that through that. And in any way possible, we should also do that in order to reduce this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an understanding of learning deen Islam and being patient and have contentment. And this is the message I wanted to give across.
MashaAllah. That is one way, a very beautiful and very important messages. Allah ta'ala bless you and reward you for that as well.
Allah ta'ala, thank you very much for providing this opportunity.
Ameen, ameen, always.
MashaAllah Azawajal. Rizwan Bhai from London, MashaAllah Azawajal, one of our great Muballigh, MashaAllah Azawajal, who works really, really hard. You've seen him many times on Madani channel as well. Like Rizwan Bhai mentioned, seriously, it's something that we need to consider that as well. That, you know, we need to make sure that we are acting upon the deen. You know, we are following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because many people who do commit suicide are those people who are not religious, like Rizwan Bhai rightly mentioned. Yeah, sometimes people think, oh, Maulvi bani jasa. Maulvi no banan ge. You know, bani jao to changa hi hai na. Lekin you are not going to become a Maulvi by just reading a few books, by just keeping a beard and wearing an imamah sharif. You don't become a Maulvi. But what you do become is you become, alhamdulillah, acting upon the sunnats of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Amir al-Sunnah has mentioned this many, many times on the Madani Muzakara. How many religious people have you seen committing suicide? I've heard of professors committing suicide. I've heard of lawyers committing suicide. I've heard of school teachers committing suicide. And I've heard of businessmen committing suicide. But how many ulama-i kiram, how many huffaz, how many religiously minded people have you heard that they have committed suicide? They don't. Why? Because it's clearly mentioned, like Rizwan Bhai also read the verse of the Quran, very famous words of Surah Al-Baqarah, and mashallah, many children even know this as well. It starts from, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanusta'inu bisabri wa salah, inna allaha ma'as-sabirin, wa la taqulu liman yuqtalu fi sabirillahi amwat, bal ahya'un walakin la tash'urun. And Wahibah, he started from وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala will test us. And this life is full of tests. There is one place where there will be no test. Mojai moja. And that is paradise. But we have to get to paradise. And paradise, you know, there's so many, you know, there's a pathway that leads to paradise. But there are so many obstacles that have been put in there for our test. Yeah, and then you've got the path leading to the fire of hell. Nothing's there. There's no obstacles. What is there? There is the beauty. There's the glamour. There's the money. There's the respect. You know, there's the the fame. Everything is there. And people will walk on that. And ma'azallah, they will end up in the fire of hell. And when you come on the deen, when you tread your foot on the footpath of deen, you will have problems. People will call you Molvi, Molvi. Yeah, that's why people are scared. Molvi na hiuran. Yeah, halanke Molvi is a very beautiful word. So it's not a derogatory word. It's a very respectful word. I love it when people call me Molvi. Why? Because even though I'm not, make dua for me that I do become an alim e deen, a Molvi, but I'm not. But alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, it's a good term, isn't it? You know, like someone wants to be called a professor. Yeah, haji. Yeah, it's a good word, isn't it? Haji. Halanke, you should not call yourself a haji. Apne mu miya mitu ni bani na. Yeah, haji janab hai, haji ho. It's a different topic, yeah, but why do people call themselves haji? They love the term haji. Khush honen ki asa haj kita. Allah Ta'ala accepted. I'm not going to say anything about it. But don't call yourself haji. If someone calls you a haji, that's fine. Lekin pyare Islam bhaiyo, I'm talking about the title, aren't I? Lekin isa tarah, the title of being a Maulvi sahab, the title of being an alim sahab, the title of being someone who is, well, you know, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, has the taqwa, has the fear of Allah, has the piety. What beautiful words can you ask for? Yeah. So inshallah azza wa jal, try to adopt the deen, try to come onto the deen as well. And on that topic, inshallah, we'll come back and I'll tell you a few more statistics as well. And we'll go and listen to our daily reminder today. We've had a very good reminder from Rizwan bhai. Let's see what reminder we have now. And inshallah, as we'll try to understand and learn and act upon it as well. Ji, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Respected viewers of Qadri Sharif, today I'll share a very beautiful hadith with you, which you may be in need of. You were looking for a solution for your problem. And inshallah, this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will solve your problem. There are individuals who are under debt and they are finding it very hard. How can they repay the loan? And that burden, how can they get rid of that burden? This is what there would be many people in the world who would be facing this difficulty, that they are under debt and they are finding it difficult to repay the loan. Now, let's come to that beautiful hadith of Rasulullah, which solves this very issue and problem. A man came in the court of Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mashal Kusha Karwanallahu Ta'ala Vajahul Kareem and said, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, I have commitment with my master to repay a certain amount for my freedom, and I am unable to do so. Please help me. Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem asked him, ألا أعلمك كلمات علمنيهن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Shall I not teach you the words which were taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to you? لَوْ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ مِثْلُ جَبَرِ صِيرٍ بَيْنًا أَدَّاهُ اللَّهُ عَنْكَ. Even if your debt were as huge as mountain seer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay that. Then what Sayyidina Ali Mashkil Kushakar radiallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem said, he radiallahu anhu said, recite, Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramika wa aghnini bifadlika an man sidak. O Allah, suffice me with your lawful sustenance and save me from your prohibited sustenance, and suffice me by your grace from depending on all others except you besides you. So this is what is the meaning of this beautiful dua. Respected use of Manishan, even if that loan is as huge as mountain, see that this example was given of a certain mountain. Can you imagine how big mountain is? Even if that is the case, if you recite this beautiful dua, these kalimat, Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramika wa aghnini bifadlika an man sidak. Then should be humble of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua in his court with these words, insha'Allah azza wa jal, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Your loan will be repaid even if it is as huge as a mountain. For this, you need to have that yaqeen, that faith, that iman, that tawakkul. And then you have to recite this kalimat. As taught by Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mashkil Kusha, Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem, who learned from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If any of you are facing difficulty to pay back the loan, if you are finding it hard to get rid of the huge loan upon you, learn this beautiful dua and start practicing this in your life. Inshallah, you will see the result yourself. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. You are watching our Rise and Shine program. We're talking about suicide. You know, I just want to mention one story. This has been mentioned by Sayyidina Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi ta'ala, in his Sahih Bukhari. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that a person who was calling himself a Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba ikram that he is from the people of the fire of hell. Yani jahannami hai, dozghi hai. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that we saw that person when he was fighting in the battles. He was very courageous. And we went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or we thought that on one hand, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is saying that he's from the person from the fire of hell. So what is he doing? Yeah, he's from the person of the fire of hell. And he says that when we looked at that person, he was fighting really hard. He had, you know, he was fighting really courageously. So we went to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and we said that, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this person that you are mentioning to us, that he is from the fire of hell, but we saw him fighting courageously in the battle, and we saw him being killed in that battle as well. When he was found out, one companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, I saw that person, he was severely wounded. He was severely wounded. And at night, he couldn't take that pain of his wounds, and he committed suicide. So here, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he was told that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Allahu Akbar, I bear witness there is none worthy of worship but Allah, and I am the true messenger of Allah. And then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Bilal, go and announce to people that only those who are believers will no doubt enter the fire of hell. And the believers will enter the gardens of paradise. Yani, aur beshak Allah paak is deen ki ta'id kisi fajr aadmi se karwa deta hai. You know, so it's very important. And in the commentary of this, it's mentioned that one of the madani flowers, or we can say that one of the lessons that we learn from this, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he comments on this and he says, why did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say that he was from amongst the people, the dwellers of hellfire? Is because committing suicide is a sin. And those people who commit suicide and they die like that, they will be punished in the fire of hell. If they were Muslims, they will be one day taken into the gardens of paradise. So this is why. And one of the reasons in Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, in his Sharaf Muslim Lin Nawawi, he mentions that one of the reasons was that he was a hypocrite. But remember, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of a Madani channel, it's a very delicate situation. It's something that we need to have knowledge about. And remember, everything depends on your last moments. This is why in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Musnad Ahmad, it says, innamal a'malu bil khawatim, that your actions depend on your ending. How is your ending going to be? Are you going to die as a Muslim, or are you going to die as a non-believer? What is your ending like? Your actions depend on that as well. So if you are a Muslim, all your life you've been living like a Muslim. Yeah, you've been, alhamdulillah, worshipping Allah Ta'ala, you've been reading the Quran. All that action is on one side. The ending will define who, how your life was. So that's why the scholars, they mention that we need to remember that as Muslims, always keep making dua that Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, protect us from having a bad ending. So it's very, very important that as Muslims, we always fear that. Apne andar khauf rakho. Ya Allah, you know, I don't want to be ending up, you know, in the fire of hell. Ya Allah, give me death with iman. Let me mention to another very important thing. All these, you know, Allah Ta'ala has given us ni'mat. Our eyes are a ni'mat given by Allah. Yeah, our heart, our body parts, our hands, our legs, our nose, our ears, every single thing of these are a ni'mat of Allah. Just imagine if we did not have eyes, we won't be able to see. If we didn't have ears, we wouldn't hear. If we did not have a tongue, we couldn't even speak. If we didn't have hands, we couldn't even hold or pick up anything. If we didn't have feet, we couldn't walk anywhere. So all these are ni'mats that were given to us by Allah Azza wa Jal. And when a person, he commits a suicide, what he does is he wastes all these ni'mats. Let me mention to you a verse of the glorious Quran. Allah Ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. And do not kill yourselves by committing murder or suicide, etc. Indeed, Allah is most merciful upon you. اپنی جانے نہ قتل کرو بے شک اللہ تم پر مہربان ہے. Allah is merciful upon you. That's a direct order by Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran. Don't kill yourself. Now, why do people kill themselves? Let me just mention to you the tafsir of this verse of the Quran. In this verse of the Quran, the khudkushi ki hurmat sabit hoti hai. Yeah, the khudkushi, suicide being haram, has been mentioned in this as well. And then in Pakistan, in one of the another report, it says in 6 months from January 2004, 1,103 people, they were committing suicide, but they could not commit suicide. Yani, they were not successful in committing suicide. Now, this is in an increasing rate. And here, like I mentioned to you, in 2020 in the UK, 5,224 suicide were registered in England and Wales. And 10 deaths per 100,000 people, and statistically significantly lower than 2019 rate of 11 deaths per 100,000 people. Around 3/4 of registered suicide deaths were of men. Yani 3,925 were men, and which follows a consistent trend back to the mid-1990s. So more males are committing suicide than females. Yeah. What are the reasons? What are the asbabs? We will discuss them. And at the end of the program, how we can save ourselves and other people from committing suicide. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we will talk about that as well. Now, some of the first thing that I want to mention to you, that you know, someone who is away from the deen, not a religious-minded person, they have the most chances of committing suicide. There are a couple of stories that I want to mention to you, and these stories have been related in the newspapers. A very famous newspaper article was that ایک باپ نے اپنی ایک بیٹی دو بیٹوں اور ان کی بچوں کی امی کو قتل کرنے کے بعد خودکشی کر لی. That's one of the research that I did as well, that he killed himself and he killed his children and their mother as well. In another newspaper article, he says that a father hit his daughter, his son, and the son, out of anger and revenge, went into the toilet, locked the door, and committed suicide. Now, these are the reasons. So again, we need to be, you know, that father, he never knew that the ending is going to be so horrific. He never knew that his son will go and commit suicide. So we always remember at home, whenever you have these kind of situations, you need to be relaxed. Have your mind set down. Don't make no judgments. Sit down and talk about things. Your son, your daughter has done something wrong. May Allah Ta'ala protect our sons and daughters from doing wrong, but sit them down. There's no point going home and, you know, barging inside the house and, oye, kudar kya, usina mein chhona aaj. You know, there's no point doing that. Iska fayda kya hai? All you're going to do is make things worse. Sit down, relax, talk to them. What is the issue? Try to, you know, sort out the issues. There's definitely a problem, isn't there? Like that person, they said that our children are disruptive, our children are they don't respect us, they have no manners. You know, the thing is, sadly, we missed that point when we should have taught them manners. We have missed that point. But it doesn't mean that we can't do it. Sit down, think about it. Where did I go wrong? In that tarbiyat, where did I go wrong? I didn't teach him. And I promise you, one of the things that is going to be highlighted is that we didn't do that tarbiyat. Let's go to our daily hadith today. And then inshallah, we'll come back and we'll talk about this topic. And it's something that definitely we need to, as a community, talk about this as well. So let's go to the daily hadith and we'll come back and we'll inshallah talk a bit more about this topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
A very important hadith. Let's listen to it. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, O people, avoid five things in order to protect yourself from five others. The nation which weighs less, Allah Almighty afflicts them with high prices and scarcity in fruits. The nation which breaks its promises, Allah Almighty imposes their enemies upon them. The nation which does not give zakah, Allah Almighty withholds rain from them. And if it were not for the quadrupeds, they would not be even given a drop of water. The nation in which indecency and immodesty spreads, Allah Almighty afflicts them with the plague. The nation which makes decisions without the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty causes them to experience the wrongdoing of their actions, and He makes them have fear of one another. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we look at our surroundings, are these not happening to us? It is unfortunate that the mindset to perform good deeds has decreased among the Muslims, and sins are witnessed everywhere. There is no particular interest in the call towards righteousness. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, heed the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Al-Ghafoor, He is Ar-Rahim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us forgiveness by the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, bijahi al-Nabiyy al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم ما شاء الله عز وجل. You know, every time when we start a segment and every time, you know, we praise the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله. Amir al-Sunnah was asked this question that when you say صلوا على الحبيب, where did you come up with this idea? Because we've never heard anyone say that before. And Amir al-Sunnah, he says that as they were driving towards Madinatul Munawwara, he saw these signboards and he said, Sallu ala nabi. Yeah, that recite the rood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he goes, then I came up with the idea, Sallu ala al-habib, our beloved, send the rood upon the beloved. And alhamdulillah, this became one of the naras, as you can say, slogans of Dawat Islami. So whenever, you know, I've been to many places as well, and they all say, Sallu ala al-habib, send the rood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah. You know, Amir al-Sunnat, there's so much that we can learn from him, and we have learned. I personally, this is my own personal view, I have learned a lot from Amir al-Sunnah. May Allah Ta'ala bless him. Today we are talking about a very serious issue that is affecting not only one community, but many communities, especially in the Western world. You know, where many people are committing suicide, even in the other, you know, Eastern countries as well. In Asia, many people are committing suicide, and the rate is so high. I don't have the rate for the world figure, but we talked about UK and New England and Wales especially, and that's not even the whole of the UK. We're just talking about England and Wales. We're not including Northern Ireland and Scotland. But for viewers who are watching anywhere in the world, you might be watching in South Africa, you might be in Canada, in America, or you might be in Europe, or in Australia, New Zealand, all these countries, wherever you are watching this program, just have a little research on this issue and you'll find out that the problem is a growing problem in our community. And especially as Muslims, we need to address this. We need to talk about this, that suicide is not a way out. Suicide is not a way to get rid of all your problems. It's sadly a way you're going to increase your problems. Let me just mention a few hadiths of the Prophet ﷺ relating to suicide and punishment of the hereafter. In one of the hadiths in Bukhari Sharif Kitabul Iman, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, Jo shakhs jis cheez ke saath khudkushi karega, a person who commits suicide with whatever thing, wo jahannam ki aag mein usi cheez ke saath azab diya jayega. Yani he will be given the punishment in the fire of hell with the same thing that he used to kill himself. Second hadith paak, Bukhari Sharif again, Kitabul Janaiz, jisne lohe ke hathiyar se khudkushi ki, the one who committed suicide with a metal rod or an iron, usse jahannam ki aag mein usi hathiyar se azab diya jayega. He will be given the punishment in the fire of hell with the same metal rod. Number three, again, Bukhari Sharif, Kitabul Janaiz, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, jisne apna gala ghoonta aur jisne khud ko neza mara, the one who committed suicide by an arrow in the fire of hell, he will be committing suicide, yani he will be punishing himself with that arrow. So for the Muslims, this world, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I read the hadith as well for you. Again, Muslims, Kitabu Zuhud wa Raqaq, dunya mu'min ke liye qaid khana. This world is like a jail, it's like a prison for the believers. Or kafir ke liye jannat hai, and for the disbelievers, it is paradise. So this dunya is not something that, you know, we should fall upon. This dunya is not something that we should put our heart and soul into it. This dunya is going to be perished one day. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, as Muslims, this is our aqeedah, this is what we believe. And we need to continue with our belief. And we need to understand that, you know, this dunya is not a place where we could be enjoying our life. You're going to be enjoying it, relaxing in the gardens of paradise. But like I said before, we need to go to the gardens of paradise first. And then one of the sift of a Muslim has been mentioned in this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadith paak mein mu'min ki sift bayan hui hai. Usse khushi pahunchti hai to Allah ka shukr ada karta hai. One of the description of a Muslim is, when he has any problems, he will always do sabr on that. Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Those who have patience, Allah Ta'ala is with those who have patience. So when you do sabr in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will do patience. And that is one of the sifat of a Muslim, one of the attributes of a Muslim as well. And then in the mafhum, what is the understanding of sifat? Yakinan sabr mein khair hi khair hai. There is so much goodness. There's only goodness in patience. There is no bad in patience. Sabr dunya ke ghamu se pana dene wali sifat hai. Yeah, sabr is one of the attributes that will give you, you know, pana. It will keep you away. It will give you guidance. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, from the problems of this world. Sabr Allah paak ki riza par razi rehne ka naam hai. That's a very important jumla. Yeah, sabr is that you are happy with Allah Ta'ala, whatever He has destined for you, you are happy with that. You are happy with Allah Ta'ala's happiness. If you've been put into a trial or a tribulation, you're happy with that as well. Je sona mere dukh vich razi sukhnu mein chulle paawan. Yeah, if Allah Ta'ala is happy with me going through these trials and tribulations and these tests, sukhnu mein chulle paawan. What do I want to do with sukh? What do I want to do with happiness? You know, if Allah Ta'ala is happy with my problems, then I don't need happiness. I'm all right with the problems. Why? Because my Rabb is happy with my problems. And that's the kind of mentality we should all have as well. We should all. And one of the things about sabr is that we get close to Allah Azza wa Jal. Gee, we have another, mashallah, Azza wa Jal package today from Kaniz Fatima. Mashallah, why we have this on is, mashallah, Kaniz Fatima and Ghulam Rasool are our major, mashallah, characters in these cartoons for our children, mashallah. So let's watch Kaniz Fatima, see what she's going to be teaching us today as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz Fatima, everyone loves her. She is truthful. She struggles the wrong and enjoys the right. Fatima, everyone loves her. beautiful. Mm-hmm. She struts the wrong and enjoys the right. Kaniza Fatima, good girl. Kaniza Fatima.
Now to deliver speech, I invite our talented student from year 3 whose name is Raika.
Oh Allah, please help me today. How would I be able to do this today?
Barira, look at Raika. How confused and nervous she's getting.
Yes, look at her. She's looking very scared and nervous.
You know, it'll be funny when she won't even be able to speak on the mic.
Ariba, Barira, this is not nice. Raika's already confused and nervous. And on top of that, you guys are looking at her and laughing. Because of this, Raika will lose her confidence. And you are hurting her feelings in front of everyone. Our beloved and the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has said, "He who hurt a Muslim, he hurt me." So be mindful of this.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Raika, what happened? Is everything okay?
Huh?
Raika, what happened?
Is everything okay? Raika, what's wrong?
Sister!
Raika, is everything okay? Why are you so scared?
Sister, because of the dream I saw.
What was it that you saw? What I know is that whatever we keep thinking the whole day, we can see the very same thing in our dream. And we should not get worried because of it. If it is a good dream, then the Holy Prophet ﷺ has stated that we should be happy over it. And if it is a bad dream, then we should seek refuge in Allah from its evil.
Sister, that's pretty much what it is. There's a competition taking place in the school and I have to deliver a speech in it. And I just couldn't deliver the speech in my dream.
Raika, to deliver the speech, all you need is confidence. And you have a lot of confidence. So why are you getting worried then? Come on, go to sleep now. We'll talk about this in the morning.
Okay.
Raika, read Ayatul Kursi. Inshallah, you will fall asleep. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-qayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Man zal ladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'ithnihi. Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum wa la yuhituna بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. Raika, come down for breakfast.
Yes, yes, I'm coming.
First of all, whilst eating, you should make sure that you chew the food properly. And then you should talk. And you should not make the second morsel until you're still eating the first bite of food.
Sister, after 2 days is my speech in my school.
Okay.
I'm getting really nervous now. I don't know how I'm going to deliver the speech.
Raika, you don't need to get nervous at all. Just try to memorize the topic and learn it properly about which you will deliver the speech.
How would I memorize a speech?
By practicing it again and again. And Raika, the most important thing is that you should have trust upon Allah Almighty and have reliance in Him. Remember this, because when you trust and rely upon Allah Almighty, then you never lose. Allah Almighty has said, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And when you make a firm intention of something, then rely upon Allah. And once you rely upon Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty states, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. And the one who relies upon Allah, then he is sufficient for him. Then after that, you should believe in yourself. Then all this will become very easy for you. And even if you make a mistake anywhere, even then you don't need to get worried. Just make sure that you keep your confidence up.
Inshallah, sister.
There you go, Raika. I put your favorite butter and jam on the toast. By eating this, inshallah, you will gain energy.
Yay! Jazakallah, sis!
Straight after the breakfast, start your practice.
Good girl, good girl. Everyone loves her.
Yay! Yay! Yay! Yay! Yay!
The most important thing in our character is that we should be soft-spoken. Because regarding softness and politeness, the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said that Allah Almighty likes softness in every matter.
Okay, get up now. It's my turn.
I haven't finished taking the swing yet.
Raika, sis. Please tell her to get off now.
I've still got a long time to go.
Sister has come now. Let her decide this now.
Well done, Raika. Allah Almighty will never let your hard work go in vain.
Ameen.
Raika, I brought milk for you. And do you know that the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also loved the milk?
Jazakallah, sister.
Do you know the dua after drinking milk?
Yes, Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidana minhu.
Well done, mashallah.
The most important thing in our character is that we need to be soft-spoken.
Every single one of us should be soft-spoken.
Mashallah, mashallah, Raika. You must be tired. Here, have some juice.
Jazakallah, sister.
Dear children, we will now formally start our speech competition program. And whoever wins the speech competition today will receive a fabulous prize from us. And we also have a wonderful prize for the runners-up and the audience.
Ariba, I was going to sit here.
Why? Is that your name written on this chair?
Ariba, please try to understand. I've got a speech to deliver, so I have to sit at the front.
Ariba, good children don't be naughty and stubborn. Let Raika sit over here. She also has to do her speech. Ariba, this is really bad. What if Raika got hurt or injured?
Sister, she can sit on your other chair as well.
You should not do this. Our beloved and final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, a complete Muslim is he from whose tongue and hand other Muslims remain protected. Now come on, quickly apologize to Raika.
I'm sorry, Raika.
Now to deliver speech in front of you, I invite our talented student Raika from year 3.
Sister, I'm still very nervous.
Raika, be confident and read this dua. Rabbi yassir wala tu'assir wa tammim lana bil khair.
Rabbi yassir wala tu'assir wa tammim lana bil khair.
Here, have some juice as well. You'll get some energy from it.
Good girl, Kaniz Fatima, everyone loves her.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To all the kids who are sitting over here, from me, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The topic of my today's speech is softness and patience. Every one of us should be soft-spoken and polite because the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated that Allah Almighty likes softness in every matter.
Wow, mashallah, what a beautiful way of delivering it is.
Yes, that's right.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, our speech competition has come to an end today. And you all must be eagerly waiting to know who the winner is. And the winner for today's speech competition who delivered a wonderful speech is... Raika!
Subhanallah!
Yay! I won the competition!
That's great!
Wow!
Kaniz Fatima, everyone loves her. She's rather wrong and...
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, a very beautiful message from Kaniz Fatima as always. Ji Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, we are talking about a very important topic about suicide today. Let me just mention to you one thing. One of the very, very important things how to protect ourselves and other people from suicide is sabr, patience. You know, many of the time, people who failed their exams, people who failed marriages, domestic problems, house issues, And what happens is they tend to think about these things too much, and they get high blood pressure, they get depression, they get anxiety, and these will kick off a lot of other problems, and that will encourage and push a person, and the shaitan's there working on him as well, and that will, you know, push a person towards suicide. So before I come to that, inshallah, as well, I've got a kalam, and it's a hamd of Allah Azza wa Jal. And I haven't, certainly, you know, it's been a long time where we haven't heard a hamd. Maybe every, you know, praise of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is also praise of Allah Azza wa Jal. But I want to listen to this hamd as well, for especially for those people who are at home, you know, thinking about something. I've got this bill to pay, I've got that bill to pay, I've got this problem, I've got that problem. Let's listen to this hamd, and inside yourself, just keep making dua that, Ya Allah, you are the one who's going to remove my problems. You are the only source that I can turn to, Ya Allah. You are the one who can relieve my problems. Let's listen to this hamd, and inshallah, get your stress levels lower, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about sabr, and we'll end our program, inshallah. Let's listen to this beautiful hamd. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahu ghafoor, Allahu ghafoor, Allahu rahim, Allahu rahim, Allahu yuhibbul muhsinin, huwa khaliquna, huwa raziquna, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Ya Rabbal Alameen, Allahu Allah, Allah. Salli ala Taha al-Ameen, Allahu Allah, Allah. Fi kulli waqtin wa heen, Allahu Allah, Allah. Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, Allahu Allah. Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, Allahu Allah. Muhammad sallallahu Allahu Allah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Allah. Imla qalbi bil yaqeen, Allahu Allah, Allah. Thabbitni ala hadha ad-deen, Allahu Allah, Allah. Waghfir li wal muslimin, Allahu Allah, Allah. Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, Allahu Allah. Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, Allahu Allah. Nuri Muhammad sallallahu, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Allah. Wo tanha kaun hai, Allahu Allah, Allah. Badshah wo kaun hai, Allahu Allah, Allah. Meherban wo kaun hai, Allahu Allah. Kya unchi shaan hai, Allahu Allah, Allah. Sab dilon ki jaan hai, Allahu Allah, Allah. Uski apni shaan hai, Allahu Allah, Allah. Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, Allahu Allah. Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, Allahu Allah. Nuri Muhammad sallallahu, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Allah. Raaz dil ke jaane wo, Allahu Allah, Allah. Haal bhi pehchane wo, Allahu Allah, Allah. Phir bhi tauba maane wo, Allahu Allah, Allah. Aasiyon ki aas hai, Allahu Allah, Allah. Uski rahmat khaas hai, Allahu Allah, Allah. Sab dilon ke paas hai, Allahu Allah, Allah. Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, Allahu Allah. Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, Allahu Allah, Allah. Nuri Muhammad sallallahu, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah, Allah. Allah, Allah.
Oh Allah, the Almighty.
Allah, Allah,
Allah. Protect me and guide me.
Allah, Allah,
Allah. Through your love and mercy.
Allah, Allah,
Allah.
Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah. Allah, Allah. Ma fi qalbi ghayrullah. Allah, Allah,
Allah.
Noor Muhammad sallallahu. Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah. Allah, Allah.
Who is the all-capable?
Allah, Allah,
Allah. The curer and the healer?
Allah, Allah,
Allah. Who's the dominant all over?
Allah, Allah,
Allah.
Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah. Allah, Allah. Ma fi qalbi ghayrullah. Allah, Allah,
Allah.
Muhammad sallallahu. Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah. Allah, Allah.
Of adar junahak.
Allah, Allah,
Allah. Alimin padishah.
Allah, Allah,
Allah. Yureklerin penah.
Allah, Allah,
Allah.
Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah. Allah, Allah. Ma fi qalbi ghayrullah. Allah, Allah,
Allah.
Noor Muhammad sallallahu. Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah. Allah, Allah.
İşit Allah derdimi bu ahlarama. Rahmeyle başla günahlarıma. Hayr eyleyhem akşam ham sabahlarıma.
Allah. Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah. Allah, Allah. Ma fi kalbi gayrullah. Allah, Allah. Nur Muhammed sallallahu. Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah. الله الله
رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. وہ دونوں مشرقوں کا رب ہے اور دونوں مغربوں کا رب ہے, تو تم دونوں اپنے رب کی کون کون سی نعمتوں کو جھٹلاؤ گے؟ Lord of the two easts and the two wests, so which of your Lord's favors will you deny?
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عزوجل, نو ڈاؤٹ, الحمدللہ عزوجل, یو لسن ٹو دس بیوٹیفل کلام پاک. اٹ از لوور یور سٹریس لیولز اس ویل وین یو مینشن دی نیم اف اللہ. سو کیپ ڈوئنگ دی ذکر اف اللہ, اینڈ یو ول ہیو دی اپورچونیٹی ٹوڈے ٹو ڈو دی ذکر اف اللہ عزوجل. اینڈ ٹوڈیز ٹاپک, ون اف دی امپورٹنٹ تھنگز از دیٹ وی نیڈ ٹو برنگ اور سٹریس لیولز لو. Don't think too much about something. And also, a very important thing that I was reading earlier on was about mayusi. Don't give up. Don't give up hope on anything. You know, sometimes we all have good days. Sometimes we all have a bad day. You know, or the days that you have a bad day, what you need to understand is Allah is the Khaliq of that, is the creator of that day as well. And if there's any bad in that day, Allah is the one that will give you goodness in that. Always stay focused, stay positive. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will inshallah as well guide us and help us. And try to look around the community, try to help other people. There's no point sending £100 abroad to help someone when your own neighbor is struggling. Yeah, if you can afford that, do both of them. But please look around your neighbors, your friends, your family. Try to help them in this difficult time. Maybe they need your help, maybe they need your financial help. If you can't help them financially, don't worry, don't keep away from them, but do try to help them in any way that you can. We've got to help each other to help the community. Jazakallahu khaira. I hope you not only enjoyed the program, but learned something as well from today's program. May Allah Ta'ala always protect us from a bad ending. Remember, innama al-a'malu bil khawatim. It all depends on the ending. May Allah give us all good ending. We die with iman, with ease, and when we die, we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's vision with the kalima, inshallah as well. Take care of yourself and I'll keep you, inshallah as well, in my du'as. You keep me in your du'as. And we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise.